Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Grace Pavlath. Grace is a senior VP and scientific director for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, MDA. Grace, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you. We love all the work that you guys are doing at the MDA. Before we get into that, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm the scientific director at the MDA. I've been with the MDA for about 3.5 years now. And as part of my job, I oversee our extensive research grants program. So we're the largest funder of neuromuscular disease research outside the U.S. government. And I'm now overseeing our Mover Data Hub initiative. And I'm a scientist by training. I've spent about 25 years of my career doing research on neuromuscular diseases and muscle biology in general. And I'm really thrilled to bring that expertise to MDA to help drive therapies and cures forward for our families.
Thank you for sharing that, Grace. You mentioned the Mover Data Hub. Could you tell our audience a little bit about what the Mover Data Hub is?
Sure. So this capitalizes on the registry, the pilot registry that we launched in 2013 at a subset of our national network of care centers. And so, as I mentioned, this was launched in 2013, and we had up to 26 of our MDA care centers participating in this registry at different points during the pilot. And what this did was to capitalize on the 50,000 annual patient visits to our care centers. And what we were doing is capturing healthcare provider information about individuals living with four different diseases. So individuals with ALS, spinal muscular atrophy or SMA, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and Becker muscular dystrophy. So what happened at these pilot sites is that clinical data was being entered at each visit. So information, for example, about demographics or hospitalizations or medications, all sorts of medical information was being entered into this registry. And so this allowed data collection and following individuals over time with their disease. So what we're doing now is expanding beyond this pilot phase into the new Mover Data Hub. And so the idea is that registries are fine, but really where you can provide even more value is by marrying this clinical information with additional information that is available in the ecosystem. So we've partnered with IQVIA, which is the world's largest data science company. And so they have access to a number of other data sets, for example, information about claims or pharmacies or labs. And by integrating the data that we're collecting along with this other data that's available, it enriches the data sets and allows even further insights into medical care and also drug development. So we're really excited about being able to marry all this data and make this even more rich data set.
Now, MOVER is an acronym. Could you tell us, for our audience that may not know what MOVER stands for, what that acronym means?
Sure. It stands for Neuromuscular Observational Research.
And you also mentioned that this was a data hub and not a registry. From a high level, could you tell us what the difference between the two are?
Sure. So I think of it as a data hub as aggregating information from multiple sources. So one of the sources would be the clinical information that is going to be collected at a subset of our national networks of clinics. So that you could think of about being a registry. But by marrying it with the other data that IQVIA has access through, as I mentioned, with the hospital visits or claims data or pharmacy, that aggregating that data is what makes this a hub and enriches the richness of the data.
You also mentioned that you're going to be expanding the number of care centers and the number of diseases covered through this data hub. Why is this so important?
So our expansion plans are to expand to 50 of our care centers by 2019. And we will be expanding from these four initial diseases to three additional diseases. And those diseases are still under discussion, but we do cover 40 plus neuromuscular diseases. So by being an umbrella organization, we're able to aggregate this data across a number of different diseases. And what we're looking to build here is this comprehensive neuromuscular disease data hub in the U.S. Because this is really a very interesting time in therapy development. Just in this decade alone, there have been 7 therapies that have been approved for the diseases that we cover, which is just unprecedented. Because if you look at the previous decades, there's been like 1 per decade in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And now it's only 2018, but we already have 7 drugs approved. And if you look at the pipeline of therapies that are out there, there are about 250 unique compounds that are in different stages of clinical development, either very early phase or up to latest phase 3 development of clinical trials. And so we urgently need greater numbers of patients to participate in clinical trials, and we need better ways to track their clinical and genetic data. And so having this sort of comprehensive data hub really allows us to push the frontiers forward and help transform healthcare as well as to accelerate drug development. And in fact, if you look at the statistics, about 80% of clinical trials are delayed due to recruitment problems in finding the correct individuals to participate in those trials. And in fact, the recruitment times are typically double that which the drug sponsors anticipate. So this delays getting additional drugs to market for families and also drives up the cost of drug development. So this sort of data hub will allow individuals to better be connected with clinical trials that may be happening in their space, but it will also allow our care centers to be able to track better the progression of individuals' diseases, how different medications are altering their course of disease, and just lead to better health outcomes generally through this sort of data collection.
We're talking to Grace Pavlath, Senior Vice President and Scientific Director for the MDA. Grace, you told us about the Mover Data Hub and some of the outcomes that you hope to achieve. What is the overall goal of this project?
Well, I think one of the big goals is to help enhance clinical care and drug development for neuromuscular diseases. And we see this happening in different ways. So one of the aspects for this initiative is to provide genetic testing for individuals that will be whose data will be captured in the data hub. And this is important because so many of the new therapies are such that you have to know the underlying genetic mutation that is causing the disease, because they're very specifically targeted to that individual's genetic cause. And so by being able to capture this information and then capture the information, the individual's clinical progression, we will be able to better identify patients for clinical trials. Because for these targeted therapies, you're going to want to know that somebody has this very specific mutation. So definitely we'll speed up being able to identify patients for clinical trials and then how quickly these clinical trials can be carried out. But at the same time, we can also then understand the natural history of individual diseases. Because if you're capturing data from multiple clinical visits, you'll be able to see how quickly somebody's disease progresses or how slowly the disease progresses. So that's helpful for the individual just health treatment, but also that's also information that's important for clinical trials because you want to get people as homogeneous as possible for clinical trials. So you don't want to mix people who are progressing very quickly in their disease or people who are progressing very slowly in their disease because it will be very hard to parse out if a drug is having a specific clinical benefit in that situation. So you really want to get people as similar to each other as possible for testing. But also, if you think about some of these diseases now have treatments on the market. So by capturing that information, if people are being treated with that specific drug, you can also see how that drug is changing the course of their disease. So that's beneficial in multiple reasons. And then also by having genetic information, we'll be able to correlate specific mutation types in the DNA with how the disease is progressing for individuals. So that gives us a lot of just what's called natural history information, which is really critical for even further designs of clinical trials. And because each care center that is participating in this initiative can view the data at their site, they can look at their patients in the aggregate and individual and see how individuals with a certain type of disease or a certain type of mutation, how their care is progressing and how their disease is progressing. So they give them a lot of information that they can use at the site level, which will also help drive better patient outcomes. And finally, the fact that we're now entering an era of newborn screening for a number of the diseases that MDA covers, what this means is that individuals, after they're born, have newborn testing. And if they have one of the diseases that are currently being tested, that they may not be symptomatic yet, they will be tracked. And then we can see how that disease progresses and also when they might be appropriate for treatment. So we see all of these coming together and helping drive clinical care for the individuals, but also helping drive drug development forward. And lastly, I wanted to make the point that all this data is coming together in the data hub, but it doesn't just sit there, that it actually is also gets used and helps spur new research, because what is possible for academic researchers and also companies is to come to us and put in a request for information or for data, what clinical questions they're trying to address, and then using this data to help drive clinical research even further. So we expect that this data can also lead to new enhancements that we can't even envision currently, but will really help drive the clinical research network forward. So for all these reasons, we're very excited about the Data Hub and its potential to impact so many different areas of research and patient outcome and drug development.
This is really exciting to me because it sounds like this is leading to faster, more accurate diagnosis and more personalized care plans. Is that the vision that you see as well?
That would certainly be an aspect of it. I think we're going to learn so much more as we start launching this and as the data gets more robust and extensive. I think the sky's the limit here.
Grace, will patient-reported outcomes be incorporated into the MOVER database?
Yes, definitely. I'm so glad you asked about that. So one of the key parts about the Data Hub is what is called the Digital Health Module. And what this means is that individuals will be able to interact with their clinical data that is in the Data Hub. And what I mean by this is that individuals will be able to use their smartphones and will be able to download, for example, different sorts of sensor data or any sort of wearable data about their activity or anything else that gets monitored. And that will be downloaded into their information. And so there's a rich marrying of their healthcare provider entered data as well as the patient reported outcomes. And another way that the digital health module will allow interaction with MOVER is through various surveys that can capture real world questions about living with the disease or how they individuals perceive their disease is progressing, for example. And so those specific apps are still under development, but these digital health module will allow that in the future.
We're talking to Grace Pavlath, Senior Vice President and Scientific Director of the MDA. Grace, we've learned so much about the MOVER Data Hub today. If people wanted to find out more about it, how could they learn more about the MOVER Data Hub and the work that you're doing at the MDA?
Well, I'd say the best place is to go to our website, mda.org, and you can read all about the MOVER Data Hub. You can get information about any of the 40-plus neuromuscular diseases that we cover, as well as all the other spectacular work that we do in communities around the country to help individuals living with our diseases.
Well, Grace, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I know that I've learned a lot, and I'm so encouraged by the work that you guys are doing, and I'm definitely going to follow this story closely in the future.
Well, thank you for having me on today. It's so thrilling to be able to build awareness about our new Data Hub in both the clinical and non-clinical communities. And so we look forward to working with everybody.
She's Grace Pavlath. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.